BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome into 1250 Sports Talk, a beautiful day outside. And a great show lined up for you today. It is Wildcat Wednesday, and in the theme of it being a football spring game week, we are going to have Justin Rowland on in our second segment. Unfortunately, we're unable to get him on Monday, so we moved him to today. Want to thank BurgerFi here in Lexington for being our sponsor of the day and sponsor of every Wildcat Wednesday. They have the one location over by the Fayette Mall movie theater. Just opened one up, I believe, in Cincinnati, and are almost ready to open their one down on campus, just a couple of stores down from Memorial Coliseum. So really exciting times there for BurgerFi, and we appreciate the support that they've given us here at 1250 Sports Talk. We're going to talk a lot of football with Justin Rowland, but the breaking news of the day is a basketball note for the second day in a row. Turns out that Kentucky will lose their eighth player due to either graduation or going pro. When Isaac Humphries announced earlier today he has decided to pursue a pro basketball career, he will sign with an agent after just averaging 2.8 points and 2.8 rebounds in only 8.3 minutes last year. But arguably ending on his best game of his career, 12 points and 5 rebounds in 21 minutes against North Carolina in the Elite Eight. Don't think that this surprised anyone, but is it starting to scare you how many of these guys are leaving, or do you just trust John Calipari for next season?
Jackson, I'm drinking the blue Kool-Aid. I trust Calipari. I just think that that he's got this covered and under control. I don't think any of this is a surprise to him. You know, another thing that came out earlier, and I want to warn everyone about fake Twitter accounts. There's an account, Jeff Goodman, there's a fake Jeff Goodman account that came out that said Wenyen Gabriel is leaving also and has signed with an agent. That is not true. But, you know, Jackson, my thing is, he's another big guy, so maybe this is a way that Bam and Bamba. I think I went with a snake there. Bam and Bamba could go ahead and play, you know, both be on the team. So I think one thing it does give us is it gives us more scholarships. I guess the one thing I'm concerned about is now, I guess the guy with the most minutes is Brad Calipari.
Well, it'll be Wenyen Gabriel as long as he returns.
There you go. Okay.
He would be the only guy returning that really had any sort of impact last season. You also have Sasha Kalea-Jones, Ty Wenyard, Johnny David, Brad Calipari, and Dylan Pulliam, all coming back. Those guys combined for 9.2 points and 8.2 rebounds total for last season. And, of course, that's a team that averaged over 70 points a game. So losing a lot of what made them successful this past year. Of course, there's still a possibility Bam Adebayo could return. He has not signed with an agent, but depending on how you're looking at it, maybe some bad news today when ESPN's latest mock draft includes Bam Adebayo in the first round. So if you're hoping that he is going to return, I guess you want to hope that he's not going to be drafted in the first round. I have a hard time, though, hoping that a kid isn't going to be successful. So that'll definitely be something to watch for. Of course, they have the big-time recruiting class coming in. Hamidou Diallo was already enrolled, so technically he's returning, but he never played for Kentucky. They will have seven. So far, they have, a seven-man class with Kwadae Green, Hamidou Diallo, Jared Vanderbilt, P.J. Washington, Nick Richards, Shai Alexander, and Jamal Baker, all already committed. Only two of those guys have yet to sign, Jared Vanderbilt and Jamal Baker, and both of them are expected to do so soon. So you would definitely have those seven guys coming in. But does this make it even more important to get Mohamed Bamba and either Cam Johnson, Kevin Knox, or Mark Smith for next year's team?
I think it does. I think we can be a good team without getting any of those guys. I think we can be a great team if we can get, to me, Bamba is one of the keys, because like we talked about on Monday, you know, he's a rim protector, and we just haven't had that in a long time. Well, I can't say a long time. We haven't had that for a few years, so I think that's an important thing. Jackson, you know, one guy I keep on forgetting about is Sasha Calais-Jones. He's the guy that actually in preseason last year, Cal talked about how much better player he thought he was than when he first came in. And then after a couple games, he just dropped off the map. Well, my thing about that is I don't think a kid forgets how to play basketball. I think he just got maybe behind some other kids. I know these new kids that are coming in will probably be above him, but my hope is that this will allow him to step up and take a leadership role, because what I'm worried about is I don't know where they're going to get that leadership from. Now, Hamidou Diallo could, because he's already been there. You know, the walk-ons, it's a little bit hard for a walk-on to be your leader just because of the fact that he's a walk-on and they're probably not going to play much, even Brad Calipari. But again, Jackson, you know, the Calipari documentary or whatever, One Not Done, comes out tomorrow night on TV on ESPN. I'm going to watch it. I'm a Cal guy. I want a Cal here when we hired the infamous Billy Gillespie. So I think, you know what, if Cal's okay with who he has and Cal is actually telling these players that you can go, and I think Isaac Humphreys has to be a situation where he just wanted to get back home. I mean, Australia's a long, long way from Kentucky, and I doubt there's a whole lot of things that are alike in Australia and in Kentucky. And I know he was close to his family, his mom. I think his mom may have been here. I'm not sure. But I just think he wanted to get back, and I think this gives him the best opportunity. And, hey, you know what? If you're growing up in Australia, the NBA is great, but Australia has a pro league.
That's true. I think the Australian Pro League will probably be where he looks first. He could also go overseas to Europe and try to play there. I'm not sure how successful he'll be as a pro, but John Calipari went to Twitter to remind everyone that he is still very young. I think he's just barely 18 at this point, because coming in last year, he was only 17. So it still has a lot that he could develop. He's shown some flashes, and we'll see if the pro leagues, wherever he ends up being, can help him with that. He has announced that he will be going on a signing tour, and he will join the guy that you've had many questions about, Michael Mulder. Is also going on a signing tour. Those two guys tonight will be at Barleycorns in Cold Spring, Kentucky from 6 to 7 p.m. Still have no idea what that is. And then I believe they both will be at All Sports tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. It'll be interesting to see the kind of turnout for two guys like that. Maybe have never been superstars for Kentucky, but Kentucky fans are notorious for caring about every single player on the team, and I'm sure they'll still have some decent crowds showing out for them.
I think there's a lot of love for Isaac Humphries, actually. I think everyone loves the guy's accent. They just love that he plays the piano. He's a singer. I know when Shannon Spake came in here, she fell in love with him. So I'm not saying they don't love Michael Mulder, but I think it's wise to combine those two guys together and let them go out. And, you know, that's one thing, Jackson. I never realized how much money there is in these signing tours, but if you can get the right amount of people, I think the other day they were saying with, I can't remember if it was with the two seniors with Willis and Hawkins, or if it was one of the freshmen, Monk or Fox, that there was like, it was like there was a guarantee just with the number of people in line. It's $25 per signature per item. There was a guarantee of $10,000 right that night. So I hate to admit this, but a few years back after Louisville won their championship, I have a good friend from dental school who is a huge Louisville fan. And for one of his son's birthday gifts, he wanted me to go and get Russ Smith's autograph at All Sports in Lexington. Well, he knows what a huge UK fan I am. But, Jackson, you wouldn't believe, the line went around outside and around. Actually, they used to have a sports card place where Pie 5 Pizza is, all the way around Dillard's there just for the Louisville player signature. And I had to buy a picture of Russ Smith for $25. So, man, I wouldn't do it again. But for him, it was worth it. He paid me the money back. But, you know, it's big money for these kids.
They definitely will make plenty of money. Greg and I talked about that a lot yesterday as well. John Clay, our friend over at the Herald Leader, wrote an article just kind of detailing the decisions from each different season. Now, Humphries is the fifth guy who's an underclassman to declare for the NBA draft, and I guess or not a senior who's going to the NBA draft. And compared to other years, that's actually not even one of the biggest. You know, 2009, 2010, six guys departed, and I think everyone freaked out because that was Cal's first season, and no one knew what would happen after that. You had the team that almost went undefeated, that 2014-2015 team with seven guys who left the roster. So Calipari has turned over rosters before. It will be interesting to see if he can bring in a guy like Cam Johnson, who has had some success at Pittsburgh and in the ACC, could kind of be a veteran presence for you. But he's still got some work to do on the recruiting trail. And if we've not learned anything else from these years with John Calipari, recruiting trail is where you want him to have to do some work, because he is able to do so very well. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our first segment here. Here in our next segment, we are going to have our Wildcat Wednesday guest of the day. It is Justin Rowland from Rivals.com, specifically the CatsIllustrated.com website, where he is the publisher and editor. And we will have plenty to talk about when we return. Going to get ready for that spring football game on Friday. He'll be able to talk to us also about the recruiting notes for that game. We'll be right back after this break on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks.
You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah.
Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah? What's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, second segment of the day on this Wildcat Wednesday, presented to you by Lexington's BurgerFi. Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams here for Greg Horn. And on the phone right now for Wildcat Wednesday, we are joined by Justin Rowland. Plenty to talk about with you, Justin, as the spring game is coming up on Friday. Looks like they're going to have phenomenal weather. And I'm sure there will be plenty of recruiting tidbits we can talk to you about. But first of all, what can coaches take from these spring games when it comes down to it?
Yeah, that's interesting. This is the first time that they're going to really have a game setting. You know, it's tough to simulate a real game setting. I mean, even a spring game is tough to simulate what it's going to be like in the fall. But this is going to be where they see how young guys compete. You know, when you're blowing whistles and it's play to play, you're going to learn some about how guys are taken to the coach's organization. You're going to start to see coaches, I think, get a better mental picture of what the depth chart might look like, kind of an unofficial depth chart going into fall camp several months from now. And then the number one thing is you want to avoid injury. But they're gonna figure out Cleavon Thomas, the seven guys that came early, guys that have been in the weight program for a year maybe, what kind of competitors are they in a game setting?
Well, we've heard a lot about different guys so far throughout this early spring practice, and I know Dorian Baker, there we go, is one guy who they're really going to hope is going to step up after the departure of Jeff Badette this past offseason. Heard Lamar Thomas talking about how he is a different player in terms of his production and maturity. Will he or any of the other wide receivers you think really be able to make some big-time strides in the spring and then over the summer after that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about Dorian Baker, and I've never been as critical of Baker as some people have. I think there has been some maturation that needed to happen, and it has happened. But last year, he was really hampered by an injury, and he came on strong at the end of the year. Consistency has been the buzzword for him. But frankly, I mean, I think the receivers have been an easy scapegoat. You know, before last year, the offense had a lot of problems across the board, and if the whole offense isn't working well, then each unit is going to have their struggles. There's finally consistency in the offensive coaching staff. He's a senior. This is his last go round. There's the pressure of knowing that he has to produce, and all signs are on what the coaches have said, what I've heard, that he's ready to have a breakout year and be a go-to receiver.
Justin, this is Rick. Let's move on over to that quarterback situation. You know, we heard about the scrimmage they had the other day with just Eddie Grant was not pleased, to say the least, with the offense. Steven Johnson came out and said, hey, this is my team. I'll take the blame for that. Is that the case? Is this Steven Johnson's team, and is there a chance that he can lose this team, or is this his job?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is his job at this point. It's a shame for Barker that he had the injury last year, and you got to be ready, and you got to have two quarterbacks. You got to have three quarterbacks. They went through, you know, two last year. Anything could happen, but I would be surprised if it's not Johnson's team. I mean, unless Johnson just plays really poorly or is injured in the season next year, he's not going to lose the job. That's, he got Mark Stoops to 7 wins last year. He took Mark Stoops off the hot seat. He got them to their, well, their third Florida bowl game in program history. You don't change horses midstream, and you don't abandon the horse that got you there. I think I can't imagine, if I were Mark Stoops, I couldn't imagine changing quarterbacks after this guy did what he did last year. And what if things went sour? How would you answer that question? Just selfishly as a coach, you wouldn't be able to answer those critics. So I think he's definitely the guy.
Well, of course, on the field, there will be plenty going on, and the coaches will be paying a lot of attention to that. But they've been very successful off the field as far as recruiting goes. I know there's a gigantic list of guys who will probably be attending this spring game on Friday. But can you give us a couple of guys maybe to watch for as far as, like, commitments go, or as far as really impact guys who are going to be coming to Kentucky on Friday?
Well, I mean, we got to mention Blue Smith, the number one athlete in the country. I think we still got him as number 29 player in the country, arguably the best player in Ohio. He's teammates with Alex Riegelsberger, who's committed to Kentucky. We talk about him all the time, and with good reason. He would be the highest-ranked out-of-state commitment that Kentucky's had at any point. He's visited Kentucky multiple times now, and he's going to be back for the spring game. So he's the headliner. He's the guy that everybody's going to be paying attention to, and he feels comfortable at Kentucky. His girlfriend wants him at Kentucky. I think he got upset when I reported that because he doesn't want it to look like he's picking Kentucky if he picks Kentucky because of his girlfriend. But a lot of people want him at Kentucky, and he'll be there. Four-star linebacker Rocky Shelton from Florida is going to be there with Maxwell Worship, his cousin, a defensive back who Kentucky's offered as well. In-state guys like Jairus Brents and Rondale Moore from Louisville are going to be the top local guys, and Xavier Peters, a big-time linebacker from Ohio. So a lot of familiar names that we've talked about lately are going to be making return trips for the most part.
Justin, you know, the word came out yesterday that 2018 QB commit Jaren Williams of Georgia took a visit to Alabama and was offered by them actually 1 year and 1 day after Bama offered Mac Jones. Are we going to see a repeat of that, do you think, or are we safe with this kid?
Yeah. Well, he told me today that he's never been open. He's always been solid with Kentucky. He's just been listening, doing his due diligence. Jaren is going to be at the spring game, which is a really good sign. He's visited a bunch of times now. He's going to be there on Friday. He told me that this visit to Kentucky is going to be his last visit of the spring. That's a really good sign. He didn't rule out the possibility of other visits, but he keeps saying he's solid, he's solid, he's solid. I would say a couple things. Number one, he committed to Kentucky even after having a verbal offer from Florida State. Number two, Alabama's quarterback situation is not as appealing as it was last year. They signed Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Hurts is a returning, firmly entrenched, true sophomore starter. I don't think Alabama's the biggest competition. I think the biggest competition would be more like Florida, Florida State, schools like that. But I think they're going to hold on to him. And Mac Jones was kind of, I defended Mac, but he was kind of all over the place saying, I'm solid, I'm visiting here, I'm not going to visit here, then visiting there, then flipping after he said he was 100%. Jaren has been much more consistent in how he's approached it, and I think that should make Kentucky feel good.
Jaren has continued to blow up. I believe he's had 8 SEC offers since he committed to Kentucky. The one I was wondering about that I haven't heard, has he gotten an offer from Kirby Smart at Georgia yet?
He has not. He has not. And, I asked him. I met Jaren and his dad when they were at Kentucky's camp last summer. Great people. And I said, what would an offer from Georgia mean? And Jaren told me, and his dad told me, that his parents like Georgia. I don't know if they're crazy about them, but they like them because it's an in-state school, big-time school. But Jaren he didn't like them. He didn't dislike them. He respects them. But it's not like that would be a home run slam dunk offer for him just because he's a Georgia kid. I will say this. A lot of these other offers are contingent probably on Jaren still camping over the summer. I heard from somebody who follows Alabama recruiting that they still would want him to camp before they would be willing to accept like a flip or a commitment. I don't know if he's going to camp at any of these schools or not. So that's something else to keep in mind.
Well, I did want to ask one other question on the field for Friday. You have the new reins with Matt House being the new defensive coordinator. I know a lot of people really like the safeties and the corners Kentucky has. The linebackers have improved. Still looking for a lot of answers from the defensive line, and I know that's been something that you've said as well to us here on 1250 Sports Talk. Anyone that you think you can keep an eye out for on Friday night that might be able to be taking some strides forward?
Well, it sounds like in the scrimmage, and I wasn't at the scrimmage last week, but it sounds like Cordell Looney played really well. I think Adrian Middleton is a guy that needs to step up for the defensive line to be really good this year, or at least good enough to duplicate last year's 7 wins, maybe get to 8 or 9. Adrian Middleton needs to become a marquee player, and I think he could take that kind of step. Adrian Middleton, T.J. Carter, and Cordell Looney would be the three that I will be interested in watching. They've got to take a step forward. I thought it was promising that they beat the offense in the scrimmage. I thought that was really promising. This is the time of year when you want the defense to be ahead of the offense. I don't know if they've consistently been ahead of the offense, but you want the defense to be able to disrupt things while the offense getting their timing and their rhythm down. So I thought it was a good sign.
My question, Justin, would be on that defensive line. Are we going to, and I hate to say it like this, and I don't mean to sound like this, but are we going to get anything out of Matt Elam, or is it just going to be kind of what we've seen in the past, a little bit here and a little bit there?
It's a good question. You know, right before the start of spring football began, somebody close to the program told me, I was asking people, who do you think could break out this spring? And one person mentioned Matt Elam. They said they thought that he was approaching this better than ever before. He knew that the height doesn't matter. You know, the way you came in doesn't matter. Your accolades don't matter. You know that. You got one last chance. And his approach was apparently pretty good. But frankly, I haven't heard a whole lot about him this spring. I'm not going to write him off or turn the page. You know, he's got a year left, so we give him a year. But I think he's got his work cut out for him beating Pringle out. I think he's gonna rotate in and out with Pringle, but frankly, I think Pringle's probably their best nose guard at this point.
Well, Justin, now we'll transition over from football. Lots of stuff going on with the basketball program. You've had 5 different underclassmen decide that they are going to pursue pro options because I don't think all of them will end up in the NBA, such as the one we learned today with Isaac Humphries leaving the team. If Bam Adebayo doesn't return, they'll lose 8 of their top 9 scorers from last year and return 9 points and 8 rebounds to next season's team. Lots of UK fans, I think, maybe starting to get a little uncomfortable, a little worried. I know that you specifically don't just deal with basketball recruiting, but still got to be pretty impressed with the class they have together and what they could put together before this season comes around next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best class in the country. It's the best class in the country before Jamal Baker committed this week, and you add the number 80 player in the country, a dead-eye shooter, and the class gets better. I mean, if they were to add Bamba or Knox, and I'm in the camp, I don't think they're going to get Knox. And stranger things have happened. You can't write Calipari off of anybody. I don't think they're going to get Knox. I think he's going to go to Missouri, North Carolina, maybe Duke. But if they get Bamba to the class that they already have, that's the kind of top-end talent that they need to, I think, raise their ceiling come March, early April next year. They need Bamba to make them an elite defensive team inside, give them the kind of rim protector they haven't had in a while, and increase their already impressive length. Still going to be a question about shooting, still going to be a question about inexperience, still going to be a question, this is an elite class, but by Calipari standards, does it have the same top-end talent? Their top recruits in this class, I think Rivals has ranked as like number 13, 14, and 16 or so nationally. No top 10 players in the class yet, and those are the guys that normally are the transcendent talent that can take over in March. Jared Vanderbilt seems to be progressing his game. That's a good sign, but I get the concern. I'm not ready to jump off a ledge, but I get the concern.
And then I saw something the other day that really surprised me. It sounded like 3 of 4 national Rivals guys chose Bamba to Texas, which is interesting for our show because, of course, Darren Horn used to be on our show and is now an assistant at Texas. Heard a lot of buzz for Kentucky with Bamba, but seemed like that was kind of out of nowhere and maybe put some questions into some people's minds. Did you hear what the reasoning was behind those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke with Kristen Peek, who talks to as many recruits as anybody. She does a great job interviewing recruits. And Corey Evans, one of the national basketball analysts with Rivals, and Dan McDonald was the other. And they picked Texas. I asked Corey and Kristen, and they were both just kind of reading the tea leaves. They acknowledged they did not know what he was going to do. And they thought that, you know, based on Jared Allen, if Jared Allen were to go, then it would create a great situation for them there at Texas. And then with Bamba's relationship with Shaka Smart, which is obviously very good, that's kind of what they were basing it on. But it wasn't inside information saying he's definitely going there. I side with Eric Bossy, who is the national basketball analyst with Rivals. I still think Bamba ends up at Kentucky. He is a different guy. He went about this differently. So it wouldn't shock me if he goes somewhere else. But, you know, at the risk of alienating people in my own company, I still think Kentucky is probably where Bamba ends up.
Well, Justin, we really appreciate your time with us today. I know you've got a lot of work still to get done before that spring game and then lots of analysis after the spring game. So good luck to you this weekend with all that you've got going on. And, well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again next week.
Always love it, guys. Thanks. Take care.
All right, that was Justin Rowland from CatsIllustrated.com. That is a site through Rivals.com. Always shares plenty of really interesting information with us, so we thank him for his time with us today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we still have some other stuff to talk about as far as UK sports go. There's some football stuff that we can discuss and more when we get back here. A Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi here in Lexington, Action Jackson Reams, and my dad Rick Reams on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250, WLRT.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our third segment of the day. Just wrapped up a segment with Justin Rowland of Rivals and CatsIllustrated.com. Really some great stuff in there. A lot of really cool recruiting notes for Friday. Getting ready for that spring game. Supposed to be awesome weather, not awful weather. Awesome weather. So really excited for that. Today you have Action Jackson Reams here on the mic with my dad, Rick Reams, filling in for Greg Horn, who is out today. And we want to thank BurgerFi here in Lexington for being our sponsor of the day. You can get a really, really, really tasty meal over there at BurgerFi. The Reams family loves it. They've got one location over by the Fayette Mall movie cinemas, and then also have one they just opened in Cincinnati, and they're about to have a second location in Lexington down on campus right by
Memorial Coliseum there on Avenue of Champions and Rose Street, I believe that is. So you want to check them out whenever you can. Thank them for sponsoring 1250 Sports Talk. Before we move on to any more sports, our guy on Thursdays, Anthony Combs, just texted in, sounds like I need to check out this Barleycorns place. It is a restaurant in Northern Kentucky, and according to Anthony, they invented deep-fried mac and cheese. Got to say, that sounds like my kind of place to go.
Barleycorns, deep-fried mac and cheese. You know, actually, Jackson, you and I were watching a show today about everything they deep-fry. I hate to admit that, but it's rather appropriate. So, hey, you know what? If AC says it, it's got to be a good place. So I think we'll have to check it out. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll show a little bit of wrestling up there, too.
And then I can finally stop saying any time that one of these players is going to Barleycorns to sign signatures that I finally know what it is. But for now, I still have to say I've never been to a Barleycorns in my entire life.
So Barleycorns, we will take gift certificates if you'd like
to
give us
something.
Yeah, I was
going to say, if you want to help us out, we can go there whenever. So ahead of Friday's spring game, there was an interesting tidbit in the media on Monday. Drew Barker spoke to the press for the first time since before his injury. So that was, you know, a couple weeks into last year's season was the last time he spoke to the media. And he had some interesting things to say. First of all, let's update you on his rehab. He says he is ahead of schedule, feels about 75 to 80% at this point, and also good news in what I consider, he will not be in that spring game on Friday night. I'd say there's no reason for him to be in it, and it sounds like he will not play. He said he is on schedule to continue that rehab this summer and is planning to be competing for the starting quarterback job next fall, but also will graduate in August and will start a master's program next fall as well. Many people speculating on that, wondering if he may go elsewhere because of the graduate transfer program, but he seemed very sure that he was going to stay at Kentucky. And then the last thing that I thought was most interesting, he said he first started noticing back issues back in May of last year before, you know, even summer began, and said that it really started being a problem after he got hit against Southern Miss and fumbled, and so it wasn't really serious until the year started, but back injuries are always something I'm afraid of. I've seen you struggle with back issues all of your life. And so not really sure if I believe that Drew Barker will ever get back out there as the starting quarterback for Kentucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, from a man who has had serious back surgery, it's amazing that he's at 75 to 80% as quickly as he is. And I know his doctors are going to be very, very cautious with him, but I'm with you. He doesn't need to play in the blue-white game this weekend. And I would really be careful with the kid because, you know, back injuries are a serious matter. And if he gets injured again, you know, it can affect the rest of his livelihood and his life. But, you know, I'm glad to see him out there. They say he's looking sharp. Mark Stoops said he's ahead of where he thought he would be. So he is running some drills and different things like that. I'm sure I saw a highlight where he still has a red jersey on, as do the rest of the quarterbacks, so they don't get hit. But yeah, Jackson, you know, with the back thing, I was impressed that he didn't come out after the Southern Miss game and then when he got hurt for good and say, you know, well, it's actually been hurt since May and everything else. And a lot of people may roll their eyes, but I tell you what, with a back injury, there's no getting away from it. There's no getting comfortable. So I know they tried a ton of different things, and I'm just going to give the kid credit for going out there and trying. What I'm more impressed with is that he had the injury. He said he's still a UK guy. He's going to stay on. You know, who knows? After this year, if he doesn't play, maybe he does graduate or transfer like Patrick Tolles do. But I have nothing against him for doing that. But I just hope that he can stay injury-free in whatever he does.
Well, it would be disappointing for him to not have ever really had a huge impact with Kentucky. He was one of those big-time recruits that Mark Stoops was able to lock down. But there's no reason to give up on him quite yet. Sounds like he's moving right along in his rehab. And honestly, he could kind of take next year as an injury year unless they need him, you know, if Steven Johnson were to get hurt. Because I think if you put the team in the hands of Steven Johnson for next season, then the year after that, you could hand it right to Drew Barker, and I don't think you lose a lot. But that'll be something the team will have to decide, and of course, injuries will have a lot to do with that because we've seen Steven Johnson is a little dude and can get hit pretty good, so who knows if he'll make it the whole year next year. Something to keep an eye on there, though. Tomorrow at Beaumont Kroger from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. You can go meet Jacob Tammy if you like. Get yourself some free tickets to the spring game as well. First 500, get 2 free tickets to the spring game. Think it's supposed to be like 80 degrees and pretty clear skies on Friday night. Would Jacob Tammy be able to convince you to go to the spring game here, Pops?
No, but I would like to go see Jacob Tammy. He doesn't have to give me tickets, but I think it's great. You know, they've moved it to nighttime. They're going to try to make it more of an event. And I saw today where they were telling UK students when their cars have to be out of the parking lot because people are going to tailgate. So I hope that's, you know, interesting to see. Well, AC, well, Anthony comes. Do they tailgate for the blue white game? I don't know. Maybe he can text in and let you know. Since you're going to be there, you might need some food. But I think it'll be a great event. Again, I will watch it on TV. You know, preseason games just don't excite me. I think it's like Justin Roll said, it's awfully hard to make them like a football game. It's fun to watch, you know, some of the new players. You know, Jackson, one player that no one else cares about or even knows except for you and I want to see if David Bouvier gets in the game this year, or Bouvier. I'm not sure how you say his name, but he's one of those guys that in the NFL, you see all of them. The Patriots have those guys. He's one of those guys like that. But, you know, the one guy I am interested in, you talked to Justin about this, is Dorian Baker. You know, he has had some great games. He's also just totally been invisible in some games. But maybe since he's supposed to be the go-to guy, maybe this will be the year that he'll come out and do that. And I have lost Gunnar Hoke. I've heard great things about Gunnar Hoke. So just because Steven Johnson's your first team, I don't think it's necessarily a given that Barker's going to be your second team. Gunnar Hoke is apparently having a very good spring, and they're liking what they're seeing from him.
Well, I was trying to think. I had some stuff to respond to you. Suddenly, I've lost it. So I'll just have to move on to my next point. I apologize for the choppy transition there. But I do want to talk a little bit between the two of us about Jaren Williams continuing to blow up. Took that visit to Alabama. Got the offer. I thought it was really interesting of Ben. Ben from the Herald Leader. Oh, no, his name has escaped me. But for the Herald Leader to note that it was 1 year and one day after Bama had offered Mac Jones that they offered Jaren Williams. Kid, 8 SEC offers since he's committed to Kentucky. Really hope that they're able to keep a guy like this, but I've got to say, being a Kentucky fan for my entire life, this does not feel like the kind of situation where they're able to hold on to this kid and finally get him on campus. But man, how big would it be if they did? Seems like he could really impact this program in the long run.
Yeah, Ben Roberts, that's
there
the name
you
you're looking
Thank
for.
You.
I
Thank
want
you.
To give him credit for that. Yeah, Jack, you know, I don't know. If you or Jennings had committed to a school, I'm going to be honest with you, I would say then don't go visit another school. I don't understand the concept. I know there's not an early signing period, which Greg Horn wants, and I would totally agree with that. But I just don't understand why you commit to a school and then you go and see 8 other SEC schools. You know, I'm glad to hear Justin Rowland talk about how he thinks it's solid, but you know what? These are still 17, 18-year-old kids, and no matter what, you go into Alabama thinking, I don't care that Jalen Hurts there. I'll beat him out. Well, you know, I don't know if that's the case or not. I hope we're still in with the kid. I'll be honest with you. You know me. I don't know a whole lot about recruiting, so I don't know anything about this kid other than what you've written down for me. But again, I would just hate for us to lose another kid to Alabama. But as you always say, that's how we know how basketball teams feel when at the last second you lose a kid to Kentucky.
And I think a lot of basketball teams have been feeling that with Kentucky going in these last couple of weeks and stealing some guys, you know, taking Jamal Baker up and now going to try to see if they can get some other ones as well. It's going to do it for this segment of our show. We got one more segment left. There's one interesting wrestling note I want to talk to you about. Kane is going to try to be the mayor of, I believe, Knoxville, Tennessee. So we've got to discuss that. The NBA's wrapping up. The Reds continue to win. We'll talk about all that and more when we get back here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT. Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions,
cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked private and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Thanks for joining us again, 1250 Sports Talk. I am Action Jackson Reams taking over hosting duties for Greg Horn, who is out today, joined by my father, Rick Reams. And I'm happy to say you raised me on plenty of wrestling as a child. I saw many different faces of the wrestler Kane. Did not know his real name is Glenn Jacobs, and you apparently did not know that he has announced he is trying to run for the mayor of Knox County in Tennessee, which includes Knoxville, the city where, of course, the University of Tennessee is located. I mean, is there any chance he actually wins a mayoral race? I mean, he's been quite the villain in WWE, and I can't imagine that people won't let that go unnoticed. He's even been known as the devil's favorite demon, I believe.
Yes. I'd just be afraid to run against him. I don't want him to choke slam me or anything like that. And then, you know, is his vice mayor going to be the Undertaker? They're supposed to be brothers. I don't know if that's the case or not, but it's going to be an interesting thing. You know, sometimes you just shake your head and you're kind of saying, I'm just glad that's not in Kentucky, because that sounds like the kind of thing that would happen in Kentucky. I think we have a mayor in Kentucky somewhere that's also a wrestler, not a big time wrestler, but is on the local circuit. So, you know, hey, more power to him. Kane wants to get out of wrestling and get into politics. Okay. I just want to know, is he going to wear the mask?
It doesn't look like he's wearing the mask. He did a live press conference with no mask on, but people have gotten to know that face as well, because in the last few years that he was in wrestling, he was known as Corporate Kane, where he was in the front office of the WWE and working instead of wrestling anymore.
Do you remember why he wore a mask at first?
I don't. Is it because he has a really ugly face? Because that's kind of true.
See, well, that may be true. But, Jackson, the story was that he was injured in a fire when he was a child, and that's why he wore that mask. And if you remember when he came out, the fire always came on.
Yes.
And that was so, you know, so again, hey, folks, you never know. On 1250 Sports Talk, if Greg Horn's not here, you may get into a wrestling conversation.
And the Undertaker just retired, or at least that's what we think, when he lays
down
the
next.
Well, that's what you assume when he lays down his gloves and his hat in the ring, but he doesn't actually talk, so no one knows. So he could go be the vice mayor for Kane. They can rub together.
Maybe he's the campaign manager.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
What it
Kane's
is.
Kane's running as a Republican in Knox County, for those who are interested to know. And so we'll see. I'm going to keep a close eye and see if Kane or Glenn Jacobs ends up being Knoxville's next mayor.
And we do have... Vince McMahon's wife is in Donald Trump's cabinet. So Linda McMahon is a finance secretary or something. So, hey, you know what? Wrestling's taken over.
It really has. It's gotten big these days. NBA seasons have wrapped up for some teams. Other teams have one game left. I know the New Orleans Pelicans play in their season finale tonight. Neither Anthony Davis nor DeMarcus Cousins will be playing in that game, though. Of course, it's on ESPN. So you could watch the Pelicans, but you won't see the Cats playing for
them. Last night, though, some guys set some records. You had Karl-Anthony Towns with 26 points and 12 rebounds. He set the franchise single season record for points in a season for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He averaged 25 points and 12 rebounds, and I still think that he flew relatively under the radar last season. You had Tyler Ulis continuing to get playing time towards the end of the year. He finishes off his year with a 27-point, 6-assist, and 4-rebound effort last night. Of course, both the T-Wolves and the Suns lost those games where those guys did things. And Devin Booker has been quietly destroying things. He has now got the fourth most points before his 21st birthday in NBA history, only behind LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Carmelo Anthony, and he surpassed Kobe Bryant. So some pretty noticeable names there for guys. And one more to mention, John Wall, the first guy in NBA history to average at least 20 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and half a block per game. These Kentucky guys continuing to tear up the NBA.
Insane, but Jackson, you had me worried. I thought you were going to steal the one thing that I know about the NBA that you didn't mention, and that is that the Washington Wizards are the first team in NBA history to win 49 or more games after starting a season 2-8 or worse. So there you go. My NBA knowledge, thank you, Twitter, has come out. But yeah, Jackson, the UK guys are just tearing it up. I mean, Tyler Ulis is a guy, you know, when he came here, not only did they not think one and done, they probably thought he's going to be here 3 or 4 years. And then even when he got drafted in the second round, another guy Bam needs to look to, Tyler Ulis and Jody Meeks both are getting paid after being drafted in the second round. They are both paid after being drafted in the second round their first year. But, man, they're both just on that upward trajectory. And I'm with you, Karl-Anthony Towns. I think the sky's the limit for that kid.
Well, the NBA regular season will wrap up tonight. Greg Horn's Tony Romo did get to dress up for the Mavs last night, found out that the Mavericks wanted to play him. Their owner, Mark Cuban, did. The NBA's Mark Silver, the president of the league, would not allow that to happen. I think that's a good call, because as soon as Tony Romo steps onto any sort of playing surface, he gets hurt and inevitably would have been out for quite a while.
And is it still a fumble in football and basketball? Because he would have done that too.
Yeah, he'd have plenty of turnovers, regardless of what you want to call them. Only about a minute left. The Cincinnati Reds won yet again last night. They're now 6-2, won 6-2 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can stop acting like you shouldn't pay attention to these Reds, because at least for now you should. It's their third straight series to win the year, to start the year, and they've got some great stuff going on right now. 7:05 first pitch versus the Pirates. They will go for the sweep tonight, and I don't want to take your only stat that you're going to have, but I do want to mention the bullpen has not allowed a earned run in their last 15 innings. Bullpen has been big for them so far this early in the season.
Is Jumbo still there?
Jumbo Diaz is not. Okay. J.J. Moves Hoover is not.
All right.
It's a lot of former starting pitchers that they converted into relievers, and it's worked out.
As you can tell, I've watched zero games. But I wanted to tell you, Jackson, I heard this, and I'm going to give you credit for these Reds, because the last time the Reds started off the season winning three straight series was in 1990. And, Jackson, do you remember what happened in 1990?
I believe they won a World Series that
year. Well, there you go. So,
but I wasn't alive yet, so I don't know.
Well, there you go, folks. It's going to be it. The Reds are going to win the World Series, according to me and Jackson Reams.
Name to remember, Scooter Gennett. He is a Cincinnati guy, cut by the Brewers, signed by the Reds 2 weeks ago, and now leads the team in RBIs. Three of his four hits, home runs for Cincinnati so far. That's all for our show today, folks. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams, will both be back tomorrow, and we hope you join us right here on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250, WLRT.